Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ABL Pod Damn It, where pigs fly and Troy is booty.
Gary, guess what? I'm running the show right now. Just as he starts up the whole thing, his computer reboots. So I get to run the thing. I get to run the show. He'll be back on in a couple minutes. I have no idea what happened, what's going on. So I'm sending him a text message, and I'm really just stalling for time here, which is all good. Which we'll go into the Hall of Fame voting, and you know what? While we don't have Mike on the phone, let me ask him, Mike, why didn't you vote for Becker, Horseface Becker? The floor is yours. Anytime you want to put in an opinion. No, really, if you want something to say, now would be the time. All righty then. Thank you for your time on your voting on that. Can't believe you're not voting for him. And you know what? Let me fill you in on something here. He's going to come back and say that the game crashed when he went into the Hall of Fame voting. Don't buy it. It's just his way of circumventing and doing his political deflection. Since it is Super Tuesday here, at least it was on the East Coast. On the West Coast, you still got a couple hours of Super Tuesday. While we wait for him to call back in, I don't know if he can or not, and I don't even know if I should even give him the show or not, because, you know, he's got nothing to say about that. He just wants to talk about hot stove stuff and who to trade and whatnot. So, because he did this last time. He didn't call in. So I'm wondering if he's having trouble calling in. And then I can let him back in, and then we got to play, you know, with that nonsense. Let's see.
All right,
text
Gary.
Him here. Oh, he's back.
All right, we're here.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we're here. You know what? The game fucking crazy, whatever it did to me. Can you hear me? Are we good?
Oh, I can hear you fine. Everybody just finished listening to your remarks about why you voted for Tom Becker for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wonderful. Now, since I am just getting into this, I do want to say it's me. It's the often imitated, never duplicated, love to be calculated, king of editing, sensation of innovation, leader of the replacement of the Republic Nation, and the man who just covered for the first 3 minutes, as with me as always, the man whose favorite position is backup second base, whose recipes often consist of chicken broth and rice, who prefers the blues to orange, though does believe orange is the new rust. Gary Altman, thank you for covering. I had to get into it because I take the time to write them down. And, you know, it is what it is. Gary, we wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame. Both of us, for whatever reason, clicked on the Hall of Fame and got a file crash. Mine completely rebooted my fucking computer and put it to sleep. So hopefully when we get back into the Sims, that won't be happening. That glitch will be happening. But if you haven't voted for the Hall of Fame, I don't know if it's going to let you do it by now.
I just have to say, I already told everybody that was what you were going to say.
Oh, well, I can't tell you the real reason, Mr. Animal Crackers, but it is what it is.
It's the Serengeti. It's not just Animal Crackers.
Gary, what are you talking about?
Yeah, my son wants to know what you're talking about, Gary. The Serengeti. We have production values, okay? So, anyway,
let's talk 9 o'clock at night, and you're keeping your son up doing voiceover. You know, the Screen Actors Guild has work rules in place for shit like that.
You know, my son is standing right next to me. He has been promised multiple cookies if he says things on cue tonight. So, Cohen, hopefully you'll enjoy those cookies tomorrow when you wake up, sir. I took the time to get him to record three things. That's right, production value, folks. Gary, I do want to talk about the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame was discussed between Tim and myself. Goldie threw something out there. Troy was kind of sticking his finger up his ass.
But Troy can do that. Troy is booty.
Troy is booty. You know what? As I've always said, it's an inside joke. It's like a wrestling joke. But Goldie finds it so incredibly hilarious, it's kind of stuck, which is also funny. But now, Hall of Fame voting, Gary. I called you late last night, you know, after hours, Skinamax time. And we were talking about the Hall of Fame voting. And just, it was funny that we generally, they hear us say it a lot, we come to a middle ground on a lot of things. And we did have a lot of middle ground on this as well. But I think let's just get into the topic of discussion, even though that's not entirely what I meant when I said it. I did not vote for Horseface Becker. You can feel free to land blast me as much as you want. I put it out already. I probably should have voted for him and didn't. My point was more so I thought St. John was a Hall of Famer, and you know, that was more I was more lauding that. But I will be interesting to see exactly. Hold on. You know what? I will be excited to see exactly what the voting.
Listen, stop rambling. I mean, you could vote for guys that are undeserving, and give them a token vote, and I'm okay with it. You leave a guy off that is a surefire Hall of Famer because you just don't know any better, then you know what? You deserve to get torched. Colin St. John is a good player, and I voted for him too. I'm not necessarily sure he is actually going to be a Hall of Famer. Tom Horseface Becker, you'd hate to miss the boat on this because you're quantifying it. And that's what we came to. That's what I thought your problem was yesterday when we were talking about this. You're looking for hard numbers. When you reach certain thresholds, you're there. And I don't believe that that is the case. A lot of my ballot looking through, and I'll post that sometime overnight because I got everything written up on it. There's like 3 or 4 players on my ballot that started playing 27 to 30 years old.
Frozen again, so I called in on my cell phone just in case I need to switch over again. I find
doesn't want me to run the show. Unbelievable.
No, I'm saying if I get kicked off, Gary, if I get kicked off as the host caller, it's going to shut down the show. That's the only reason why I called back in.
Okay, so you called back in.
It's because but I'm saying because I technically quote unquote logged in and started the show. When I did the trial, it would have actually kicked the – it would have – like when I logged in right now, it was counting me down. It said you have 20 seconds to log in or your show will be disconnected. That's what it said. That's the only reason. I don't care. You can run the show. I don't care about that. But whoever starts it has to be on the line, which I did not know until we got cut off the first time. So you're going to have to run because – you're going to have to run the as far as the game goes because I can't get my game open for the life of me right now. It keeps force closing on me. I'm trying to get Scott to call in. He's commenting. He's online. I sent him a message. That's why I was rambling. Feel free to land blast me as much as you want. Looking at
apparently, you cannot multitask and do two things at once.
Oh, very, very, very observant, Mr. Altman. No, I cannot.
There's a reason they call me Captain Obvious.
Captain Gary Adamas, Captain Obvious, whatever you want to go by, Gary, tonight.
Okay, so we've wasted about 9 minutes on everything but the Hall of Fame at this point.
The tomfoolery, I will take credit for it. Guys, this is what makes us must listen to radio. Anyways, so me and you talk last night.
All right, here's the ballot. Tom Horseface Becker, did you vote for him or not?
I did not vote for him. I voted for one pitcher and one hitter. I limited myself, which I probably shouldn't have done.
Okay. I voted for him. Two MVPs, two-time All-Star, 37.7 WAR. This guy started playing when he was 27 years old. The reason I think he's a Hall of Famer is the league wasn't in existence when he was in his prime 22 to 26, which is 5 years. He had 402 homers in that time. At 5 years, at a 20 homer average, you're looking at another 100 plus homers. And in his prime, in 27, 28, 29, he had 58, 45, 50. There's no way. This guy is probably ballpark a 550 homer guy. There is no reason to ever leave him off any ballot. 5, 6, 7, 8 time 100 RBIs. 3, 4, 5, 6 times 100 runs scored. Listen, if you didn't vote for him, you didn't vote for him. I'm not telling you to change your vote. I'm just saying
I can't.
I didn't vote. And those are the reasons. Well, of course you can't. You can't get back into the game. The game shuts down tomfoolery. All right.
Wait, hold on. I would just like
next
to say.
By the way, when you go back and listen, you will listen to your commentary on why you didn't vote for Beck. Just trust me, it's there. Next one on the ballot, Wilfred Brooks. Moving on, because I really want to get into the hot stove stuff, so I want to try and wrap this up in another 5 to 10 minutes. Wilfred Brooks, did you vote for him or not? 22.8 WAR. Neither did I.
No. Wasn't even
Jesse.
No.
Jesse, big ticket Clark. Ooh,
he got a
Maple
smile
player.
From me. He got a smile from me because I remember him being passed around like the ABL hoy that he was. But no, he didn't get a vote from me either.
Nope, not me either. He was just a 4-time All-Star, 26.3 WAR, 100 stolen bases, 75 home. He was okay. Chris Collins, this is his second ballot. He got a vote or two last year because he's got 18.3% history. 1-time All-Star. Did you vote for him?
So Christian voted for him last year, probably. No, I did not vote for him.
Why would Christian? Well, he played with Duke, Montreal, and Kansas City. So was the bulk of his time in Montreal? Yeah, pretty much. He might have even won a world championship there. Let's see what
he's
done.
He was the ugliest player in league history. I remember him for that.
A horse face gets that. Come on now. How do you have
horse
a nickname Horseface and not be ugly?
Because it was what's the word am I looking for? Sans, it was ironic, I guess. I don't know. Continue.
All right. He's out also. So let's see. He's probably not going to be on the ballot again. Gregory Irwin. Wow, played his entire career with Cabo. How about that? Started
very nice
at age 27.
I did not vote for him.
287 saves, 50-40 record, 13.7 career WAR. I didn't vote for him either. He was a 4-time All-Star, though.
Nice player.
Here's a guy. Antonio Gomez. Kansas City and Brooklyn. 155 and 104.
He got a hard look for me, but I went no. He got a very hard look for me, actually, Gary.
He did not get a vote from me. Chances are he's going to get one from Timmy. Timmy. Oh, look at this. He won the 2000. He's a 2-time World Series MVP champion. Once with Nottingham and then with Brooklyn. So twice with the Outlaws. Nice. So he should be in there. He should have been in consideration. I didn't vote for him. If he's up next year,
Nottinghamshire was the Outlaws' nickname, correct? Brooklyn kept the name, I believe.
They kept the nickname and just moved the franchise all the way. They might have stayed in England, because I believe there's a Brooklyn in England. Well, they might have brought it back to New York.
No, there was a big PR about Jay-Z, I remember.
Oh, then he's here on the States. Next up is Ron Hamm. Played his entire career with
he got that big free
Greenville
contract,
45s. I'm trying to look. General, let's see. He's got he got big numbers. He got a arbitration award of $6.8 million, $8 million, $10.5 million, and then an 8-year contract at $138 million with Washington.
I remember that. Washington was spending the money, him and Horseface. They were just throwing it around like it was nothing for a while.
Yeah,
Hamm was great.
Like a priest in a whorehouse.
He didn't start in Washington, correct? He signed with Washington. Where was his first few years in the league?
He was in the first year in Greenville.
Okay. Well, so that is Washington, though, isn't it?
Greenville is now Las Vegas, the former Waco team.
Okay.
And Washington is also Las Vegas. So he's an original member. So he played his entire career with the Las Vegas franchise, which is actually on the ballot. Let's see. Next,
the second Las Vegas franchise, not the original Los Angeles Las Vegas franchise, which is now Quebec. For those of you keeping score at home.
Correct. Next up, Tom Calvin Klein. Did you vote for him? You didn't. You voted for two players.
I didn't, but I loved him.
I voted for him.
I always tried to acquire him growing up in the league. I always loved him.
You try to acquire everybody. What I wrote about, I got to pull this up. What I wrote about him and why I picked him is, looking back, I probably shouldn't have.
we all have a horse face in our life, Gary.
But I'd rather vote for more than less. This is what I wrote about him. Probably the weakest of the candidates on my ballot, but I still feel he is deserving. He was durable throughout his 9-year career at San Francisco and Jersey primarily. He wasn't necessarily a power hitting 200 homers or a middle-of-the-order hitter surpassing 100 RBIs just twice, but he set the table. He was a career 301 hitter. His big claim to fame was that he scored 100 runs in, 7 times in his career.
That is a very nice record.
He also stole 275 bases, landed in the top in the 40-plus category twice. Actually, I think that's 3 times. 1, 2,
how
three
you doing?
Times, so I can change that. He added 718 walks, which doubles up on his career strikeouts, and you have a very borderline candidate, a very good borderline candidate. So I thought we could give him a go. Is he a Hall of Famer? I'm not really sure. But he got my vote, so he stays on the ballot one more year. Next up is Joe Leftwich, also with Las Vegas franchise, which we just went over a minute ago. Did you vote for him? I know your answer. You only voted for two. Eventually, we'll come to Colin St. John.
Okay, you can give me shit for the horse face Becker thing, whatever. But all these other players were not even toss-ups for the most part. They were just, they're on the ballot.
You know what, you're as stingy with your Hall of Fame voting as you are with giving out $30 million contracts.
Well, there's only one person ever with a $30 million contract, and he's on your team, so.
Yeah, but Saucy has a $30 million contract on Goldie's team. Come on now.
He makes $29 million, Gary. $29
million. Don't forget the tax.
No, this is true.
Okay. Joe Leftwich, I didn't vote for either. Nice ball player. I just didn't feel he offered enough. And you can make the argument that he's as good or better than Calvin Klein. Next up,
Nolan
Lyons. Got to make sure. Did you vote for him?
No, Gary, I did not vote for him.
Bummer. I did. 150 and 86. That was he's almost a you know, he doubled up his wins almost over his loss.
Very impressive. He was one of the only pitchers Seattle had ever, so.
And with a 4.47 ERA on your side of the ledger is even more impressive. 1,300 strikeouts.
His park is ridiculous. Remember, Seattle has the biggest. Him and Montreal are the only two approaching .12 for Homer. So, yeah, he was very good.
So he was very good there. He was also the first pitcher to throw a no-hitter in the league.
That I remember as well.
That was. Do you remember the date?
No, I just remember Martin doing a PR about it on the dugout.
Well, then there we go. Now we have our second trivia question. What date did Nolan Lyons throw the first ever no-hitter in the league, prize to be announced by Goldie when he figures it out? The first question was still not answered. Most consecutive playoff series, we've had one entry into that by Little Bobby of Havana, you know, because you can't call him Bob of Havana. It's got to be Bobby of Havana. And Bobby of Havana, who I know listens in, because we have such a small listening pool, he threw out a guess and it was wrong. He threw out SoCal. SoCal's not even in in the discussion of most consecutive playoff series.
Don't count the discussion. He's just not first.
Moving right along.
Come on,
next
Gary. You know my dad's always right.
Come on, Gary.
Shit.
You know I'm always right.
Oh, shit. I'm falling off my chariot.
Come on, Gary. You know my dad's always right.
Yeah, play it again.
All right, last time.
Holy crap.
Come on, Gary. You know my dad's always right.
Oh, okay, my God. I think I just blew up in my mouth.
Here's the thing.
Roberto.
Gary knows
Martinez.
That my son speaks truth, so that's the problem.
Oh, my God. Yeah, your son watches wrestling, please. He thinks it's for real.
Is real, Gary. What are you talking about?
Yo. Yeah, okay. Roberto Sticks Martinez.
Havana Mavia, baby. No, I did not. I went Perez. I love Sticks. He was one of the big guns early on for a lot of people aware. He good?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I just love Sticks. He was a guy that Nottingham, he was a big lefty in that unique park in Nottinghamshire, and he was Nottinghamshire, aka Brooklyn now, throughout during his three-peat. All those lefties back-to-back-to-back. He threw four left-handed rotate. Like, they weren't great pitchers, but they were all lefties. And his team hit a shit ton of balls, a shitload around the field. That was a very unique team. And you made a good point earlier that had William actually stayed, it would have been extremely interesting of how the ABL on my side of the ledger would have turned out just based on his unique approach to the game. And I would say that while I'm not going to give him a ton of credit, I did kind of look at what he was doing when I was having trouble beating him and then go ahead and sign right-handed hitters because he did have so many lefties. So William was a very, very, very strong GM in this league for his brief period.
Now, I just looked at this. Everything you're saying is right, and I think I just got to check this. Give me 1 second to see when this actually happened.
Okay, now while you're doing that, Gary, while you're researching, would you like to take a guess? This is going to be called, you have your trivia every episode. I want to do Mike Ask Gary a question every episode. Okay, I'm looking at the top career leaderboards right now for Career War. There are a pair of teammates in the top five. Would you like to guess who those teammates are or which team they play for?
Oh, no, knowing that this question is coming from you, I'm going to take a shot in the dark in here. I don't know. SoCal?
No, not it's not me, actually.
No way. You're giving props to another team? Is this for real?
Give me some freaking credit here. And I would also like to know, and by the way, fuck you. I give people credit all the time. Secondly, these players started in 2016 and 2017. So they even missed out on the first 5 and 4 years of our league's existence. That's their first year, 2016 and 2017, and they are both in the top five all time. Do you have a guess at all? I mean,
yeah, I'll have a guess. I'm just trying to draft and see who we had drafted in 14. What team? My side or your side?
Your side. So it's really two teams at that point, and it's really only one team in my eyes.
Oh,
because
Kansas City.
It has to be KC. It's the offensive stat. War is an offensive stat. It is Kansas City, one of which you're going to get, Oliver North, no doubt about her. He's about to pass Steve Friend next year for the all-time war. And that's going to be quite impressive because he's going to pass Steve Friend for the most war all-time next season, and he will have played five fewer seasons, Gary. But my question to you is, which one of Oliver North's long-reigning teammates is in the top five?
Got to be Matt Winters.
It is not Winters. It is Winter is the other one.
So Winters and North?
No, it's not Winters. It's the other one. The other guy, the catcher, yeah, Kurt Hall, and Winters is also close, but yeah, it was Tim. Obviously, I mean, looking back, I mean, Kurt Hall obviously at 35 is a no doubt about her, but you know, 3.9, 3.5, 2.9, 5.2, 6.8, 7.2, 6.1, 4.7, 6.2, 7.0, 5.2. He has had quite the career, and he has never played aside from his first season less than 130 games. and he's been over 140 basically every single season, and he doesn't look like he has a single injury.
Well, in 2018, he played 127 games.
Yes, he was sick with the flu that year.
Yeah. Going back to Styx Martinez, and I'm almost surprised I voted for him looking now, because when you click on the guy's name on Styx, and then you look on the left, nationally and locally, he's disliked.
I don't remember this.
In 2014, he got hit with the league-high ban of 10 games for illegal substances.
Huh.
So, yeah. And I want you to know, he got that stuff across the border while he was in Canada with Goldie's team. You know, you can't trust Goldberg, you know, with these guys. You know, he's giving them all sorts of CDs and shit like that. And karma comes back and bites you in the ass. Anyway, moving right along. He got my vote, but he'll never be on my ballot again. Next up, Raul Sheep Perez.
I voted for him.
No way. Stop.
Yeah,
stop the presses, everybody. Stop the presses. So did I. Anybody who wins three Cy Young, this is a deserving candidate. His record is there. His WAR is there. His WHIP, his innings, you name it, he's there. And he finished up his career in South Carolina. So all is good there. Blake Edwards.
Don't even remember
Seattle
that guy.
And Maple. There you go. 298 career hitter, 1,860 hits, played 11 seasons, 356 homers, 1,000 runs scored, 1,160 RBIs. And his first year, he only played 19 games, so he's really from 2013 to 2023. He did his damage. He put up good numbers. I liked what he put up. Again, he might not be the prototypical Hall of Famer, but I felt like he belonged on the ballot one more year. And maybe he gets some support, maybe he doesn't. He won a Rookie of the Year, 3 Gold Gloves, and he was a 2-time All-Star. All right. Kent Rose, journeyman pitcher, pitched 10 years, 11 years, Georgia, Seattle, and New York.
I brought him up yesterday, loved him, did not vote for him, but he was a two-pitch pitcher. And for those of you who don't know, the contract rules in this league really should have an addendum next to them that are called the Kurt Rose rules. Kurt Rose was given a $5 million, $5 million, $5 million, $5 million, $35 million team option. That was obviously never going to be picked up. That is why we have these rules that we have now, just in case you were wondering, anybody. That's why the rules are in place.
So it's the when you guys are factoring in contracts and not knowing and we got the vesting options and shit like that, it's because of this contract that
somebody
there was an uproar.
Yeah, somebody gave him a $5 million deal for 4 years and then a $35 million team option, which is fucking ridiculous. It just shouldn't have happened.
They did it to a couple players. The other one was Gary Payne ended up with a 3-3-3-3-3 and 20. So there were a couple players like that.
Yeah.
Manuel Ruiz, 93-109 career record.
One
Cy Young Award. I did not vote for him either, but he got some votes last year. It's the second time on. Before we get to the one guy you voted on, Nathan Wilson, 168, 3.79 ERA, 1392 innings.
This was another difficult one for me. I didn't. He was a big part of Boston early on. I didn't vote for him.
Which was the Portland franchise.
Right. He was a big part of that team early on, Gary, and I remember watching, not watching his career play out, but I do remember that he was one of the top pitchers in this league for a while, and you know he really carried Boston to that World Series appearance early on.
He won 20 games in 2015. That was his career year. I didn't vote for him. The last one is Brandon Wilson, 2012 to 2021. That's a 10-year span.
Don't even remember him.
65-47, 121 saves. Nothing really to speak of.